This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet friends. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. You know, these days when you're walking your dog and it's summer, but some of us, like me, live in warm places, even if it's not hot, you still need water for your dog, right? So what do? You can come armed with bowls and this and that or other things, but you know, my guest today came up with a really cool product, and he's here to tell us all about it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Dexter Blanch. He is the inventor of the Hydro Leash. Welcome, Dexter.
Thank you for having me.
Tell everyone, what exactly is the Hydro Leash?
The Hydro Leash is the all-in-one hydrating system. I live in Louisiana, and it gets very hot and humid here. And you have to take a lot of things out, almost like the kitchen cabinet, to make sure you have enough gear to keep your dog hydrated. I've noticed a few dogs on this end of the country that, you know, will get a shovel tongue. And by me having a lot of experience, I tell them that dog needs some water. You know, so, you know, a lot of people don't understand the difference between the straight tongue and the shovel tongue. Your dog is almost like dehydrated.
Well, I agree, Dexter, because you have to have water for your dog. If you're walking your dog more than maybe a block from your house, you need to have water. And if, when your dog starts to show evidence of, you know, really severe thirst, it's almost getting to the point where it's a little bit too late. So you have to have water, and especially when it's warm weather. And warm weather, you should limit the time, of course. You should go early morning, late in the evening. But how did you come up with the idea for the Hydro Leash?
Well, I had a dog, and I had a brother to Walker one day. And I think he went a little bit too far. As hot as it was, when she got back, she was almost dehydrated. And I had to think real fast to get some water on her belly to cool her down and before her internal organs started shutting down. So I was able to save my girl. And from there, I had aha moment. These dogs should be hydrated along the walk and don't have to wait till you get back or whatever, you know, that the dog should be hydrated at all times.
Exactly. So you have an interesting story about how you came up with it, because you were looking for an idea out of all places, someplace I've been to for the past 14 years, Global Pet Expo, and you were looking for a product that you could purchase for your dog, right?
Well, we already have a current product on the market, but we were at a booth at Global Pet Expo. And when I told my partner, I took a walk around. I went on a walk about the old show. I said, our great best product is at home. You know, it was in a prototype phase. And we took a look at everything, and he agreed with me that we should go ahead on and develop it and bring it to market. And after several iterations, we came up with a pretty slick unit of the Hydro Leash that a lot of industry experts love it. And we're getting great feedback with sales right now during the hot summer. So we were kind of, we had the wrong product at the show at the time. So yeah, right. That's why I really wanted to come back and start developing the product over 2.5 years ago.
So let's explain how it works, because I've had a lot of water leash related products, not really water and leash, but, you know, waters that you like, you hold the device and it becomes a bowl, but you always generally have to carry something or wear it on you. This the dog does its own thing. So can you, for all the listeners out there, can you describe it?
Yes, it's a handle with a water bottle with our own proprietary valve system that you could push up into it, almost like the wet mop system that you put it up in that clamps in. And as you are walking and you know, you don't have to put the licking spout on, it kind of bees on the handle. But after you walked a while, you could take it off and put it in the collar and adjust it right in front of their mouth, keep walking and match the button, and water start to gravity bead down the line, and the dog can walk. It's pretty durable. We've tested it with 300 pounds of pull strength. Being a dog trainer, I know you'll be able to own it if a squirrel jump out. And the dog can actually hydrate himself and don't never have to get very hot during the walk.
I thought it was really cool looking. When I first looked at it, I thought, this is interesting. It's around a collar, and I had my tester, Tilly, test it out. She's kind of feisty, and I thought she might chew it a little bit, but she did not. So it's
right.
The collar, there's the water, and the stick, which also doesn't stay all the time. You know, you can hook it back into the leash. So you put a stick through, and the dog can lick the water. It doesn't have to gush out. What's great about it is the dog can hydrate himself or herself. So does it matter how much water the dog gets?
Well, it does matter. You don't want the dog to get bloated and drink too much. You know, you want to keep them hydrated before they get, you know, that thirsty. So they don't have to get that thirsty. You want the dog to keep a wet mouth instead of their mouth getting dry. And so getting a little excited because we all want to give them the best care. And so you just don't want them to sit there and drink too much. They always can get as much water as they need as they go back home and get rest. But this is a hydrating system. Like, we need to be hydrated, taking a sip or two as we're out jogging or walking in the heat. So that's the same concept that we are applying to the hydro leash on your dog.
I understand. And if it's so hot out there, we shouldn't be walking our dogs. We should change our schedule around and get, you know, walk your dog earlier or later. That just makes sense because dogs can get heat stroke so fast and the ground could get too hot for them. And also, I know that sometimes if the dogs are playing in the park, it's a little different because there's usually water fountains in the dog parks and that sort of thing. But this is mostly when you're walking your dog, you know, a couple of blocks, something like that, right?
What I notice when we go to Vegas and Florida and places like that, especially people are in a hurry. They are trying to pour water down the dog mouth. They have to stop and do a lot of things. This is an all-in-one walk, click, and let them lick system, you know, that you can go ahead on and get the walk over. You got to go to work or whatever. You got to catch the train or whatever you have to do. But you still need to get your dog out, and you don't need to waste a lot of time. This is thinking about the pet parent, have them in mind where we can get this walk in and do it in a timely fashion and, you know, and get on with your day.
Okay, and what about the stick? Is it easy to clean, or even the water bottle? Are they easy to clean? Is the stick replaceable?
Yes. You mean the acrylic stem that they lick from?
Yes.
Yes, we have, but we sell those on our website. If you need another one, you know, you can buy you two or three or whatever if you like. This is all plastic. It's really easy to clean. Nothing rigid here to where to have any bacteria or anything like that because it's strictly just water going through the system.
Okay, and then let's talk about, this might sound like a strange question, but I've had emails about this. For the hydro leash, do you have to use any particular kind of water? Because I have gotten questions before where people have said they bought it something, they had to use only distilled water. I thought it was only for steam cleaners, but it's not. So they had to buy a certain kind of water or, you know, I don't know. But would any kind of water work?
Any kind of water work. What you give them at home, what's safe at home, you know, what you want to give your dog, that's the best thing. Because out and about, we don't really know what's in the dog bowls or the public bowls, because you really don't want your dog drinking behind another dog because they can get healed just like we can, you know. So to bring some type of canine disease upon. So the safety water that you want them to drink, your bottle water, you know what you're putting in them and you know what they're getting.
Okay, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Gifts for my pets, sparkle and love. out again.
Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pets. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Dexter Blanch. He is the creator of Hydro Leash. So with the Hydro Leash, there's a stick and there's the piece that the dog will lick the water from to stay hydrated. Is it good for any size dog? What about little dogs? How small can you go?
We have them for short as beagles, snout, Pekingese. You know, and those are the different size stem. They'll come with the size of the collar. We got three different sizes, but the large will fit an extra, extra large dog up to the Great Dane from a German, from a pit bull up to the Great Dane. So you got the medium sized dog one, but the stems are adjustable where they can move in and out to the length of the dog snout.
That's what I was going to ask you next, because you mentioned a couple of breeds. The dogs with the smushed faces, like pugs, French bulldogs, whenever dogs that have smushed faces, or I should say a very small snout, I should be, I guess, more professional here. I've always had dogs with snouts, and it's funny because my partner always had dogs. He always had dogs like poodles, and he used to call Mr. Z Snout Boy. I was like, why is he Snout Boy? But his dogs are poodles. They have teeny little snouts. Mr. Z was a border collie mix, so he had a nose. He had a dog nose like normal. But it's very important for dogs with shorter snouts, especially important for them to be hydrated, because it can affect their respiratory system. We're not going to talk medical. We're not a medical show. But that's even more crucial, isn't it? For dogs have shorter snouts.
Yeah, they kind of struggle a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah, they do struggle.
Right, they would struggle. But what's great about the Hydro Leash is even for dogs with short snouts, it works fine.
Yes, yes. We tested on a lot of the Frenchies, and I've done a lot of testing and get the stem right so it can adjust to it at 3-inch tongue and they can reach it. You don't want it right in their mouth. You don't want them biting at it, you know. So yeah, they can reach it with their tongue and have a good time licking while they walk.
Oh, and then as far as the leash goes, you call it Hydro Leash, but do you have to use a particular type of leash?
Well, it's very strong. We have a watering system hole up on a nylon braided covering. So that would be able to still hold them just like the leash. You know what I'm saying? And it's designed for short people and tall people or whatever dog size you have. We did a lot of testing on that to make sure we got the right size and was able to be comfortable for everybody.
Okay, let's share my experience. So I tried it with Tilly, my dog tester. And Tilly's 40 pounds, I don't know, a mix of everything, little pit bull, little, I don't know, other things. She's a wild girl. So when I first put it on her, there was a little bit of her biting it, and I had to get her used to it. So I took it off, and as I was walking her, then I put it on. And once she got the hang of it, she got the hang of it. So we all like to think our dogs are super smart, except Mr. Nicky. And of course, Mr. Z and Mr. Nicky are in doggy heaven. So Mr. Nicky was a Havanese. Sorry, Nicky, but he was not that smart. What do you suggest for those of us? We all like to think our dogs are really smart, but some of them, us know our dogs are not super smart. Is it hard to train your dogs to get used to the Hydro Leash so that they'll know to lick from it to get hydrated?
I love this question. I'm jumping to on the bottom of your licking snout. There's a square paste peanut butter. So We left a spot where you could put a little peanut butter on it where you won't cover the hole. And the dogs smell the peanut butter and they get to licking. And that's when you introduce them to the water. It's like, oh, this is a water source also. So if they're licking peanut butter, it's a good time to mash the button and let them know that there's a water source. And trust me, the dog won't forget that it's a water source.
Dogs have good memories. Once you tell them where something is, then I'm just a cat mom now. My dogs are in doggy heaven, but cats too. Once they know where something is, they know. But we don't really walk cats. Could this be used for cats if you have this small for cats? Some people walk their cats.
Well, we didn't design it for the length of the cat tongue, but that might be an idea to create a stem for the cat.
Might be an idea. I mean, more and more people are walking their cats. So who knows? Maybe.
Maybe.
Peanut butter is a great idea because sometimes dogs are, you know, they get it. They understand when there's something new. And sometimes it definitely takes a little bit of time to let them know, hey, this is where your water's coming from now. I'm not going to stop in the middle of the street or middle of the sidewalk, rather, and put a bowl down or whip up the bottle that hopefully didn't, you know, spill when it was in my back pocket of my pants or on my doggy utility belt and get it all over the place. I got you covered, doggy. Does it stay pretty cool?
Yeah, the water stays pretty cool, but I want to go back just a little bit if I can. Once you order your hydro leash, and you take the stem out, I would suggest, as a dog trainer for about 50 years myself, you take that stem and you put peanut butter on it. Dogs smell, they would never forget. Their smell is their brain, and it'll talk to them and tell them that it's nothing offensive or anything like that. And I guarantee you, it won't take once or twice before your puppy understands that this is something very friendly and I like it. So it's a training process, but a very short period of a training process because it's adding nutrients or giving them some type of something that they're going to like.
Right. And we talked about this in the beginning, but it's definitely worth saying again. You were mentioning it before when you were thought about right in the beginning. Dogs can become dehydrated in warm weather in a matter of what, minutes, right?
Yes. If it's hot, they wear a coat all year round, especially in some of our very hot months, our dogs can become very dehydrated pretty quickly. So I would not take the chance on a family member like that getting hot. So I would always be aware of having something to keep them hydrated so you don't have to have that issue. It's devastating to see what they have to go through once they become dehydrated.
We've had shows on what to do in summer and people that lock their dogs in the cars, and that'll get me on a soapbox. So very frustrating. How much water is inside the hydro leash part that is on the leash that holds the water?
12 ounces per bottle. And we're coming out with the belt for extra bottles. And so you can just change them out if you go for a longer walk. So, you know, we don't want it too heavy for some of the female pet parents. We don't want it too small so you run out of water too fast. So 12 ounces was a good balance. And, you know, you're going to add more water bottles than a belt if you like.
Are you coming out with a smaller size for little tiny dogs? Or do you think like chihuahuas and those kind of dogs, pomegranates? Or do you think that pomegranates, or do you think that people don't really walk them?
I think we can walk the small dogs right now with a small unit. Just the acrylic is very easy to cut. It's just a matter of adjusting the acrylic snout so they can get to it.
Okay. And if there's one thing that you would like to share with all the listeners about the Hydra Leash, like maybe one of the top, you know, FAQs that you receive, what would you tell them?
Well, will you be able to hold the dog? We tell everybody this is just not for a dog that's not leash broken or not used to being walked. These are for everyday people that walk their dog and make sure they want to keep them hydrated. But yes, it's got the 300-pound pull test put on it. Yes, it will hold a dog. I have big German Shepherds, high-drive Shepherds that we tested on. That's one of the most frequent asked questions. Can you hold a dog? As long as you can hold the leash or the handle, you can control the dog. Other questions about the training, about the peanut butter and things of that nature.
Here's a good question. If somebody, now in rare cases, there's people that don't have peanut butter, they're allergic. It's not even a new thing, and it's not always the throat closing allergies. It's sometimes it's hives. If somebody's allergic to peanut butter, what's another alternative?
Whatever your dog might, you think your dog like, you know, dogs have different taste buds, but something that'll kind of stick in the square section in the left side of the water snout, on the bottom of it where the holes are. Whatever you think a dog like, I mean, it could be some applesauce or something like that. My dog love applesauce. Whatever you think that they would like. Over the years I've been training dogs, very few I've seen that don't like peanut butter. So we have a peanut butter pack we sell with the unit to just get them started. Make sure you introduce them to it and, you know, offer some water with it in there, remember?
Since you mentioned your dog trainer all these years, what is the number one issue that people have with their dogs in all your years of training?
Number one issue, being able to down your dog. Being able to tell your dog down so they won't run out or chase something. Or if that's the number one issue, they'll sit. You can train them to sit and stuff, but when they're away from you, to be able to tell them down. You know, that's very important to have that kind of control, because you'll be able to save the dog life or it won't get in any trouble being a dog, you know. So I'm very big at that. Get them trained. They'll keep working on your down command so you can control them and enjoy them all their life and all your life.
That is good to know. Dexter, everybody's big about supporting the USA right now. Is the Hydra Leash made here in the USA?
Yes, that was one of the biggest deals about this product, because we were getting so many bad products out of the foreign countries that hurting our dogs. And I had an experience like that with some dog food. I swear that I would bring my manufacturing home. And so, yes, this big. We make it right here. I'm about 15 minutes away from my manufacturing plant. It's USA made in Bossier City, Louisiana. And we control the manufacturing right here in America. And that's big because we're offering jobs here. That makes me feel good. And I love the manufacturer loving this product and not being able to keep up. That's a good problem to have, because it's, you know, a lot of people are really liking it. So we're supporting American companies and American-made product.
That is a good problem to have, and I'm glad it's made in the USA. Where can people buy it?
Right now, we're selling on thehydroleash.com. We have a TikTok shop, Facebook shop, and we're controlling most of the, before we go to Chewy and Amazon, we got to give them the fear of missing out. And we'll be able to negotiate not having those big fees for a small company. So just visit us. We need your support. We love the support. There's nothing nobody can do about it. I love them and their dog. So we just want to have the best experience with our pet. So I think this will be a great product to continue to have a wonderful experience with your family member.
Well, I wish you a lot of success with Hydra Leash. I think it is a fantastic product and just and a really unique solution to an ongoing problem. What do you do when you're walking your dog? You have to keep them hydrated.
Right. It feels good to hear your voice to tell me that. I really wish we can get the American support to really love on this product and order and tell all the other friends about it, because we need to feel back here and we need to do things to make ourselves stronger. And all dog lovers are beautiful people. I haven't found a bad dog lover yet or dog parent. So I want to thank you for having me. This is a wonderful birthday present that you were able to interview with me, because today is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you're a Leo, right?
Leo the lion. Yes.
Leo the lion.
Yes.
I'm going to give a shout out. My sister and all three of her kids are all Leos. That's a lot of Leos in one house. Because, you know, Leos, they're strong personalities.
Yes, ma'am.
My sister and her kids are wonderful. So I think her husband's like an Aries, or I don't know. He's in January. I'm not sure what his is, but it's just funny. But Leos, yeah, and creative people too. So Dexter, have a happy, happy birthday. Thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Thank you, darling, for having me. It was great. Anything you need me going forward, just please reach out. God bless you and make it a great evening.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. Please be sure to check out the Hydro Leash, created by Dexter Blanche. This is such a cool way to hydrate your dogs when you're walking your dog. Just a really unique product. I want to thank Tilly for testing the product. So thank you, Tilly. And of course, thank you to Tilly's mom, Cheryl. So thank you so much for testing the Hydra Leash. I want to thank my cat crew, because I always do, right? Charlotte, Molly, and Dennis. Thanks, of course, to my guest for coming on Best Bets for Pets. Thank you, Dexter. And of course, thanks to everybody that listens to Best Bets for Pets. I so appreciate your listenership. And this show would not be the same without the magic of Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark, for your amazing skills. And hey, You never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.